Does getting older mean moving less or having more pain and limitations as you age? When was the last time you woke up and said to yourself, I feel good? Well, today's video, I'm chatting with Sue and Donna Rose, and they're sharing their wisdom and experience on the topic of aging, in particular the third age. And for me at the moment, I'm trying to ignore the fact I'm getting older and starting to dress more like I'm 16 again. But obviously we are all aging, and there is a point which we come to expect limitations in our pain and movement, but it doesn't have to be that way. Thank you both for being here, Sue and Donna Rose. First, I'd like to introduce myself. I'm a digital marketing coach, and I host the Let's Get Real Online Movement Festival, and my guests today are two presenters from that festival. Before I introduce them, I would like to acknowledge that the land that I'm broadcasting from today is the Kaurna people from the Adelaide Plains, and I recognise their spiritual relationship with the ground that I'm walking on. So thank you. Welcome, Sue and Donna Rose. What a great topic to be talking about.
Thank you, Angela. I'm really happy to be here this morning.
Yes, thank you. And very pertinent topic for both of us, for all of us, for everybody.
Exactly. When I did have a guest on talking about this topic, she started talking about and hair growing in certain places. And I was like, oh no, can you see the hair on my chin?
Thank goodness for the burgeoning beauty industry and facial aesthetics. They do a nice job.
And Dorothy's in the audience. It's evening here, and she's saying hi, Sue and Donna Rose. So welcome.
Hey, thanks for joining us, Dorothy.
Dorothy's another presenter on the Let's Get Real Festival, and we do call this Let's Get Real TV. So this is our second to last episode. And my first question for you both is, well, does getting older necessarily mean moving less or having more pain and limitations?
It's an interesting question, isn't it? Because people think that's what's happening to them. And, you know, I think about getting older is that we've had more time with our habits. And, you know, we developed some pretty solid habits over the years, and we've had more time to practice them. And the thing about habits is that, well, you get some aches and pains if you overuse some parts of yourself and forget about the other parts. So in that sense, people might be experiencing more pain, but it's possible to make that different, I believe.
Yes, I think that too. So in our experience, we think that can be very different. So these kind of habits and limitations, it's not about unlearning them. It's actually about replacing them with more effective habits, to actually take the time to learn how to do something that you always do, but in a slightly different way. And as a result, you might be putting less stress in one areas, and you'll be using yourself in a more thorough, full way. And this process of learning to move differently is one of the tools about neuroplasticity and the body-brain connection. And I think this is what's so exciting, is that's what our festival is all about this coming week, is the really the juicy details that can become tools for us to learn how to build and replace those habits with the more effective skills that we want to have.
So true. And I think people, the general public, don't really understand the impact of our habits. They'll be feeling some pain or limitations, but it's like, well, what do I do about it? So it's so important to understand that it can change, and we can change the way we're moving and reduce that pain and limitation. So how have you experienced this in your own life?
I certainly didn't know about possibilities for changing my movement, apart from doing exercise. And as I was working, I just didn't have time for myself. I was a mum, and I was working in education, And I was upset in other situations. I was all about the heart and the brain. That's where I was focused. What I loved and about my work with kids and using my brain to do my job well. And my body just sort of had to come along with that. So when pain was sort of in my 50s, I was developing these aches and pains, sore neck, sore back. And because my hair was also changing color, I'm like, oh, you know, I just assumed this was an age thing. And when I discovered that I actually had the possibility of change, it was an eye opener to me. I was just one of the people who believed that as you got older, movement became uncomfortable. And that's what happened to me. And I was so glad when someone pointed me in a different direction.
Yeah, doesn't it make you feel happier when you know that you can learn to do something different? You know, you just all around go, oh, wow, how about that?
Yeah.
So I'm Jonna Rose. I live and work in the Gold Coast, Queensland. And being part of a community of therapeutic receiving and giving has been part of my career all my adult life. And the other part of me was I was always somebody who liked a lot of activity. So I loved hiking. I loved camping. I loved the horses. I loved the swimming. I loved the cycling. And I believed that if I just kept going a little bit harder, a little bit stronger, a little bit longer, I'd be okay. What was happening, though, at a relatively young age, and I'm talking at least 30 plus years ago, I was always achy and sore, and I just couldn't figure out how to get rid of that ache. I just thought I'll just work out a little bit more. And it wasn't until I got introduced to some Feldenkrais movement sessions that I went, oh, well, this is different. This I'm not working hard. I'm not straining. I'm not stressing my system. But I felt so much better. I really had this long-standing comfort. And I'll tell you the truth, it wasn't like one session. I went to a lot of weekly classes, and suddenly I was able to comfortably sustain a pleasant experience in my body for longer. And it helped me do those physical activities better with less strain and stress. So I've been a diehard fan of this work, and it's been my professional career to stay engaged in learning more and delivering more services like this. And I can't be ever more grateful, even more grateful than what I am, because now as I age, as I mature well past 60, I can still engage in the things that I want. Yes, they're modified. I can't do what my 27-year-old daughter can do, but I can still go off on a hike and carry a backpack. I can still camp. I can still ride the horse. These things are really enriching in my life, and that's what I don't want to give up. I want to say that enriched way. Yeah.
So inspiring. So two very different stories, one where you kind of neglected what was below the neck, and one where you were very active and yet you had pain. So that can resonate with a lot of people, I think. So if you're interested, our festival, the Let's Get Real Festival, Movement Festival, is on from the 10th to the 15th of March. The box office is open. If you've never experienced the Feldenkrais method before, what we're talking about, we do have some warm-up video series happening. It's 20-minute lessons. We have one more today live and one more tomorrow live. It's happening soon. I'll talk about more about that later. But you can come in and try these 20-minute lessons. I've actually unlocked all 15 now until when the festival opens. So there's a lot to go and have a little time with. Yeah. And so very important to come and try it for yourself. Like we can tell you all about how amazing it is, but until you experience it for yourself, you really don't really know, do you, ladies? No.
And the thing is, you know, you were talking about feeling good. I love that I wake up and I think, actually, nothing's hurting. Everything feels fantastic. It's such a good feeling. And I have turned 70s and I'm like, whoa, I want to keep this going. I want to keep my movement going.
Well, agreed.
Yeah, It's certainly helped me. I have been training a lot, 6 days a week, and I really don't get very, very sore muscles like I used to when I was training 6 days a week with dance in my early 20s. So, and I'm in my mid 40s. So it helped me keep my training up. So, yeah. So yeah. How is your presentation in the festival relevant to people who are aging and it is affecting their movement? Who would like to share first? Sue.
Oh, okay. Well, certainly what I'm on about is that we have choice. And what a delicious, delightful feeling that is to think that you're not trapped where you are at the moment. It's and sometimes it feels like you are. I see people who come to work with me and they feel like they've lost it. They're like, oh, I'm just getting old. I can't do these things. And when they discover that they have this beautiful relationship with their nervous system and that they can actually explore different aspects of how they move, that they lose that loss of control, so to speak. They feel like, oh, I have a way, a possibility out of this. So that's what I'm talking about at my presentation. And hopefully, it's the fact that things can change. You can change how you're experiencing age.
Yeah. And Donna, Dorothy says, not trapped. That's great. We want that.
Yeah, absolutely. Not trapped. There's better things to come when we bring our attention to that. And that's kind of what my presentation is about, is I'm interested in the individual who wants to, who's willing to take a little bit more time to seek a more clear and refined sense of themselves, that they're not just going to go into that habit of going hard. And someone that will take the time to recognize this, the value of the pursuit of self-knowledge. And this can lead you to an understanding how you value and harness your experiences, that your wisdom, your experience, your knowledge will help you understand what your needs are. Because although we might all talk about being in a similar age group, 60s or 70s or 50s, we're all come from different experiences in our bodies. Mm-hmm. And the Feldenkrais method and the movement lessons we offer give us the chance to explore what our individual needs are, our individual requirements for feeling better. So this is this idea that feeling better really does make you feel happier. How nice it is when Sue sort of says she wakes up in the morning and nothing aches. And I'm the same way. I'm like, this is great. Oh, and I'll still go to the yoga classes, or I'll still go for the gym, or I'll still do an exercise, or I'll have a long walk. And I'm going, yeah, I'm okay. I've taken the time to integrate the learning process, which is the basis of neuroplasticity, is learning this through the experience of what we can sense. And I'm enacting and I'm employing those experiences to the movements I do. So I'd love to share that it taking the time to feel and sense more is a secret and a key to improving what it is you want to do in your life. Mm-hmm. Looking forward to it.
And in case anyone thinks that you should wait till you get older, then no, I really wish I had discovered this earlier.
Start now.
Yeah. I think someone said that when we did our 20-minute lesson yesterday. They were saying, I just wish I'd found it so much earlier.
Yeah.
So it can be
for a long time. I think this is the other aspect that I think is really exciting, is that we talk about movement, but when you are applying your attention, that same sort of thinking and experimentation is carried through the rest of your life. You can actually have other skills about conversations, challenging conversations, or embracing another skill. Like I took up drawing during the whole pandemic lockdown. I never was an artist before, but I thought all this Feldenkrais style, being a bit experimental, just have an approximation, see what comes out. What would you modify? What would you like? So the application of the thinking we apply in our movement lessons is spread across our daily life in many ways.
Mm. Yeah, so true. So if you want to come and experience a lesson, today we're doing one of Sue's lessons, Happy Hips. It is a little bit longer than 20 minutes, though. It's a 29 minute. So you can come in to themovementonlineacademy.com. That's where you can come in for free. Or you can grab one of our tickets for the festival. They are $11 now. I think all of the $9 tickets are sold. I'll have to double check, but if you can still click $9, they're still available. But I think they're all sold out. So if you get to the page and you can't click $9, it means they're all sold out. We had 100 of those available. So you can also buy a VIP package for lifetime access and all the bonuses. So I would love to see you in the room for our lesson in about 40 minutes. Otherwise, come to the festival. And any last words, ladies, before we wrap this up?
Boo.
Oh, okay. I just love it. Yeah, okay. Love this opportunity that we have in the festival and to share what we know. And to encourage people to find more of themselves. And look, thank you to Angela, who's whipping us into shape and is our coach and has got us all sorted for this opportunity.
Mm.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity, and it's been made available by Angela's leadership and her knowledge and her dedication in supporting us, the things that we're passionate about and want to share to a much wider audience. So it's been an amazing journey in our community of professionals. And I'm really celebrating this chance to be on our online movement festival next week. Thank you.
Yeah. I'm so proud of everyone that's on the team. Everyone stepped up. They've done tasks that they've never done before. Had freak out, but they're like, oh, that's, you know, then they're back on track. And yeah, it's been a wild ride, and we're very excited that we're starting in 3 days, and we've all got the momentum still, which I'm glad. I did have a little moment this week where I'm like, this is where I want to pack it in. I went for a walk, I did some gym, and then I was fine again. So get out and move.
And doesn't that just epitomize the Feldenkrais approach, though? It's like, whoa, I can't do this. I don't know about this. This isn't working. Oh, wait a minute. Let me just try another way. Let me pause. Let me have a break. Let me reconnect and then go, oh, wait a minute. Something's gone a little bit easier. And I think it's a life skill. It's a movement skill, but it's a life skill in so many things we do. So
exactly. Unplug and then you can
and reconnect.
Recharge and then you can reconnect. Yeah. And tomorrow is our last Let's Get Live TV, and I'm bringing all the team back. Apparently StreamYard that we're using, this platform we're using, allows 9 of us in the room. I don't know what it's going to look like. We're going to probably have very small heads. And I've given them the task to share within 1 minute only. And I'll be timing you to see, share with us what they're sharing on their presentation. So that should be a fun live stream to come and check out tomorrow. I will see you guys very soon in our ATM room. Thanks again for joining me today.
Okay, thank you.
Fantastic. Thank you. Bye. Bye.